Have you ever thought of starting your own podcast, Jacob?
Yes, Joseph. I have thought about that.
When we were trying to get this podcast off the ground, we had a lot of questions.
Yes, we did.
How do we record an episode?
Uh-huh.
How do we get our show on Apple Podcasts?
Right,
how do we get it on Spotify?
Right. Uh-huh.
Anyway, other places people like to listen. We wanted to know all these things, right?
Right. And the answer to every one of these questions, well, it's really simple. It's Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. Now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast.
What?
Yes.
We can get paid to podcast?
That's why we're recording this ad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had a podcast a long time ago. Hosting was a mess to try and get sorted out, and I didn't make any money.
Uh-huh.
But now we can because of Anchor.
So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start to join me and Jacob and this other diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor.
That's anchor.fm/start. We can't wait to hear your podcast.
You're getting good at that mark thing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're trying something a little bit different tonight. It's a bad idea.
Well, it's not a terrible...
Which is why it's going to work.
No, okay. It's. Do we have any good ideas?
You know what I keep hearing over and over and over again?
What's that?
And nobody uses this phrase, okay. So I want to coin it. Fail forward.
Put
it on a t-shirt.
Buy that.
You have to fail to succeed, but you don't want to give up, so you want to fail forward. It's gonna be my new thing.
Okay, I like it.
Anyway, everyone talks about, look, you got to get out there, you got to go do it,
uh-huh.
You got to go make the thing. Great, that idea doesn't work, learn from it, admit it, move on. But if you never try the idea, there you go. So here we are in a parking lot at night, outside of the car on a windy night, trying to record good sound.
It's not working.
We decided we're just going to stick the mic in our, you know,
in our faces,
couple inches away.
In our mouths.
Like
problem
this. Problem solved? Maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll find
out. I don't know. Actually, we're really just trying to learn how to use the mic, so.
Yeah, this is our new mic. It's kind of our new baby.
Baby.
We love it.
Sennheiser MKE 600. Hooked in to the Zoom H5, which we're also trying to learn how to use.
Yeah.
So far
it's going good. So Jacob, why are we here in a parking lot in the middle of the night with wind in 95 degree weather?
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it might have gone down.
Oh, sorry. It might be 92.
Find out. It's. No. I have weather. No, I don't.
You really didn't intend this to take that long.
No, I do. I do.
You do?
Yeah, well, everyone has weather. Dang.
88. Boom.
It was 109 earlier. It's kind of refreshing. No, I just want to muse. I just want to podcast.
Podcast.
A little bit. And
Can we call this like a truck cast? No? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
It's a thing now.
I just love the idea of, like, you know what?
That could be
our studio is going to be a truck bed. Why? Who else is doing it?
Well, mostly because it's what we have, but okay.
And it's a bad idea.
But we're failing forward. Put that in a book. Okay, failing forward. Title of the book. First chapter. Truck cast.
I want to talk about Instagram Live. So Yesterday, they made it official. Instagram had contacted a bunch of influencers previously. I don't know why they didn't talk to us.
Well, we have 7 followers.
At least. By a factor of something. I've been studying really hard all summer, trying to figure out what to do, how to step things up, and Instagram was going to be the thing. And then Instagram's like, hey, we're going to let you do long-form videos. And I'm like,
what?
I'm listening.
Mic drop. No, don't. I'm not going to drop the mic.
Please don't.
It's heavy.
You bought it. Okay, so here's... I'm going to run down the specs on Instagram TV. IGTV, okay. Real fast. First of all, it is a separate app. but it's synced in.
I am not up to date on any of this. I'm learning with you guys.
All right, so I'm gonna explain it. Okay, so Instagram just passed like a billion monthly users.
Wow.
Something like that. Huge number, right? Owned by Facebook. You see Facebook and Instagram doing a lot of similar things. And man, I mean, Instagram has just grown since Facebook bought it.
Yeah.
Good or bad, it's bigger than it used to be by leaps and bounds.
A wide margin.
By leaps and bounds. It has doubled since Facebook bought it. So, anyway, video's the future.
Video. That's what we're doing.
That is. Video's future and sound. Audio is also the future. So we're trying to trying to do both.
I'm pretty sure it's always been around.
Okay. I've been listening to a lot of Gary Vee lately. So just you know where I'm coming from. Anyway, Instagram TV, previously Instagram all you could do was like square video.
Yeah. 60 seconds. 60 seconds
was the
cap.
Yeah. But now Instagram TV, you can go up to 10 minutes.
Oh wow. 10 minute episodes. That's right in our wheelhouse.
That is totally in our wheelhouse. But here's the thing, it's all about vertical video.
Okay. Well, because that's how people are watching now, right? They walk around with their head buried in their phone and they're watching their favorite Instagrammers. Yep.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Just like that.
What were you saying?
Exactly like this. This is your Instagrammer, right?
So, also recording this for Instagram Live. Now we're talking about Instagram Live.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's so fast.
Yeah.
Man, we look good.
Do we?
No.
No?
No.
I'm trying to figure out this vertical video thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is new to us. See, back in the day when we first started making movies, like, we were so stoked to be able to shoot things just in widescreen.
Widescreen was so cool. I mean, everything was like 4:3 at the time.
Yeah.
Now everything's 16:9. Now, 9:16.
Centimeters.
No, it's a ratio. Anyway, so that's the thing, right? You can upload videos between 15 seconds and 10 minutes. And if you're like a special fancy pants approved user, you can go past 10 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, so fancy pants users, those are the people with a lot of followers, right?
Yeah.
So obviously we don't fall into that category.
No, but please follow us. We'd love to go to 11. We'd take it to 11.
But now this is interesting because I've actually, you know, I don't follow a ton of Instagrammers at the moment, but, you know, I see a lot of videos, just people just posting stuff, posting their day. Then they string them together, right? So you can kind of watch. And, you know, if you're like a fan of the person, you can kind of see what their day is like. You can see them getting coffee and you can see them going to the gym and you can see them going to class and, you know, going to their job and that kind of thing.
Logging.
Yeah.
Vlogging. Yeah.
So. Cool. So this is actually a separate app that we're talking about?
It is a different app. But like what happens is if you're on Instagram, mm-hmm. right, every single person that you follow, if they create a channel in Instagram TV, which we've created, mm-hmm. he doesn't know this.
I don't know this.
For Carpe and Zen, you're automatically following them. So if you open up Instagram TV, use the same account, and if your people that you follow have done video, boom, it pops up.
So it's all integrated then. So as soon as you download the app and put in your, I mean, you just connect it to Facebook and you're done, right?
Yeah, if you created your Instagram account through Facebook. Awesome. Yep.
Cool.
So other specific things about it. It's all about the vertical video. Using the app is kind of interesting. It does this like this old like the fuzz in between channels.
Sure.
That we used to get, which doesn't happen with digital anymore with analog TV. It kind of mimics that. And you can flip through channels just by swiping. And if you don't have someone that you're following, you could just go through who's popular, trending, that kind of stuff. Or for you, because mm-hmm. they're going to find you someone to watch. And it took me just a few seconds last night when I was going through this to figure out, oh no, you could totally spend hours doing this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And it is like flipping channels on a TV.
It's just so much content.
Old school. Exactly.
This is going to blow up. This is going to be big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for us? What are we going to end up doing?
Man, I think we need to hit this hard. Mm-hmm. For one, I mean, everyone's going to get on the bandwagon really fast, I think, right? I don't think this is going to be a fad. I think Instagram already has the infrastructure to make this work. I don't think this is going to put YouTube out of business. Mm-hmm. It's just a different thing. And I think it's going to take a while for people to really figure out how to make professional quality video vertical.
Mm. Well, there's just nothing set up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I imagine we'll start to see filters and stuff on cameras kind of like ours, you know, specifically for Instagram. Matter of fact, that might be that's probably a huge untapped market right there.
I was trying to prepare a bunch of like motion graphics for us to use to make it easy. Just put them on the phone and just use them. Oh.
There's an emergency.
There go the police. It's not us. You know, trying to put these assets together, and Adobe isn't ready to render for this.
It's not, is it?
I mean, you could do stuff straight from Premiere or from After Effects, but I couldn't find the right rendering settings in Media Encoder. Which is their baby.
For vertical video.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I tried to edit it, put it back into widescreen. Anyway, maybe I'm stupid, but it's not intuitive. It's not there yet. They have specific stuff for Facebook, for Twitter, for Vimeo, for YouTube. There's nothing for Instagram yet. They have to push this out really fast.
There's a tech tip for you guys if you're a good programmer. Pick that up quick.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think this is going to hit big. Everyone is... I think the influencers realize I have to do this. Now, what a lot of people are bringing up, they're like, okay, well, how do you make money, right? There's no ads on this. Well, here's the thing.
Instagram has always been driven by product placement, essentially, right?
That's how Instagrammers make money. Yeah. It's through product placement, through native ads, through that sort of thing. And that's what the professional Instagrammers do, right? Now, YouTubers, they're able to pick up some AdSense money. They're able to monetize.
They're connected through Google.
Yeah, but YouTube is just making it so hard for people to get started. You basically have to have the audience to really get there first. Well, that's what you've always had to do with Instagram. Mm-hmm. But it's going to become a big thing. I think it's going to be... And eventually, Facebook, and I'm sure they have an idea, they're going to figure out how to monetize this. But they're also watching YouTube right now, trying to learn from YouTube's mistakes before they roll out and just come out with version 2.0, the idea.
So now the real question remains, are they going to go to an ad-driven platform like YouTube? Or do you think that they're going to... See, in my mind, it makes sense to stay with the formula they've been given. You know what I mean? Especially for the given time. I mean, YouTube's been around for, what, 15 years now? 12 years? It's been around for a while. But, I mean, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's been, yeah. I think this is going to be good. I want to hit it hard. I want to do a bunch of stuff. The really hard thing for me is I'm a perfectionist. Like, there's so many videos we've shot and just never posted because I didn't feel it, right? But I think I'm going to try and push myself to do stuff faster. It's like, great, we shot it, we posted it, it's over, we're moving on to the next video. Yeah.
So what we need to do is we need to figure out a way to shoot on our camera vertical and then upload it quickly.
No. No, as great as that is, and you can fix that in post. I think the key is learning how to...
This is an iPad. That's just what I read. That's what I grabbed first.
You know, Instagram famously just there's no iPad app. See, Instagram TV has an iPad app.
Dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think this is going to... I don't think this is going away. Right? A lot of ideas have hit the fan. Just, you know, like they don't stick.
But this, I think this is going to be around. And I mean, they have the capital to push it through, to try and make it work. And I think they've probably had this idea for a long time. Monetary, like flipping through channels, I wouldn't be surprised before long, if not already, you're flipping through and all of a sudden, boom, there's an ad before you can go to the next one. It's going
to
be there.
That you have to click on.
No, but if you click on it, there's product placement. There's mm-hmm. there's ways to monetize. If they're really smart, they're going to find ways to be able to really make purchasing native mm-hmm. to videos. I mean, that's the future, right? That's yeah. how you really work.
That's how
brand placement.
That's how smaller companies are going to be able to survive. That's the only way they're going to be able to survive.
You have to have a digital marketplace.
Yeah. I like this, dude. It sounds like a lot of fun. Let's get started.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're going to shoot something on here real fast.
Sweet.
Right. We're gonna shoot a video. Should we do it right now?
Let's do it right now.
Okay. This sound is not going to be as good as that.
No, we'll find a way to plug this into the phone someday.
No, I figured it out today. It's just a mess of cables. Because you have to step it down. You have to step it down from TRS to TRRS, then get in the jack, which is just a mess. I didn't want to have to mess with that. I did spend this afternoon figuring out, though, because I also want to push Anchor for podcasting.
That sounds like fun. Don't know what Anchor is.
It's how we do our podcast.
Oh.
It's what people are going to find this on. You could tell I do the technical back end, right? Oh, hi, Joseph.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what did we just do?
We're doing like a weird podcast kind of thing.
In the back of a truck.
In the back of a truck after we watched a movie.
Yeah. So we just, I'm going to run over real fast.
And now I'm by myself.
We saw Jurassic World and it was awesome. But not like Jurassic Park 1 awesome. But it's still good.
No, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I liked it better than Joseph.
Probably.
But you should check it out.
Do you have to?
I would encourage you to check it out.
You should check
it out. I should be careful with the word should. I encourage you to check it out.
You should definitely check it out.
Yeah, this is awesome. So, Instagram TV. Man, my hair.
So good. No.
Does anybody know Josh Topolsky?
No.
No?
No.
This is what he would do. Whenever he was on camera, it was all about his hair.
Well,
he's not dead. He runs the outline. Anyway, he has great hair. Better than me. It's probably not bald. Okay. Anyway, trying to figure out this Instagram TV thing. I'm sure this is gold. This is gold. Anyway, we're going to do more like this. Tell us what works, what doesn't work.
Is this our first one?
This will be. Yep.
Together. Yes.
Ooh, gonna post it tonight. All right. Hey, tell us what works, what doesn't work, and check out our videos. They're gonna be dropping soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Peace.
Boom. From the back of the truck.
Oh yeah, it's Joseph's truck. All right. Peace. So yeah.
So that was our first video.
It's that simple. Except, I think this is what's gonna be key. Teaching people how to shoot
from their phones.
Okay, so I was watching a video with MKBHD, Marquez Brownlee. I always say his name wrong. Anyway, so he was saying that there's an uploader, a desktop uploader for making videos. So you can do professional content for Instagram TV. In the past, Instagram, you can make it on a DSLR mirrorless camera or shoot on a RED
uh-huh.
or something, but then you had to get it over to your phone to upload it.
Okay.
But they've already made a desktop version.
Sweet.
Yeah. So anyway, he's like, I can shoot on RED, which he does.
So he's saying we need a RED camera.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But.
But what?
But they don't shoot vertically. You still have to crop it.
Dang it.
This can shoot native vertically. Yeah. So anyway, here's what I think. If you're going to jump on the Instagram TV bandwagon, which I think now is the time to do it.
We're going to.
Especially if you have an Instagram following. You're already ahead, right? Okay. I think what you do, you make all your assets, your little animations and your music and your whatever, make it professional, port it over to the phone, get over there somehow, however, what kind of phone, whatever you're using, right? And then just make quick, fast videos and just get it out there.
Yeah.
I can tell you what I'm going to do.
What are we going to do?
Well, I guess us. Sorry. What we're going to do. I run the technical back end, like I said. Anyway, I'm going to record in Filmic Pro, which you can record flat. I'm getting technical because we're talking technical stuff, right? I'm going to shoot it. There is an in-app purchase for the cinematography kit bundle, whatever. It's like an extra $10. So you can record in a log profile, which if you've also purchased the like $18 Luma Fusion editing app, there's a lookup table. I'm going through this super fast. Anyway, sorry if this is too technical for you, but this is the answer, I think. Anyway, I've said anyway too many times.
No, not yet. You have six more and then I'm going to cut you off.
Transition.
Cut.
It's hard not to say it. Therefore, I don't know. So Filmic Pro lets you record vertically.
Yeah.
Right? So you record Filmic Pro. It keeps it open to have a nice dynamic range. You take the LUT, which is built into LumaFusion. You throw in your pre-done assets, maybe throw in some background music or something. You pop out the video real fast, which you can render out to vertical in LumaFusion, which is awesome. You post and you're on your way. All 100% once you've created the original assets from your phone.
Easy. Okay, start from the top. Just kidding. You know, actually, let's do this. We'll once we get all this figured out, we'll actually do kind of a quick rundown and tutorial on it.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
But isn't that what I just did?
Yeah, it is. Well, no, because you just talked about it, and a tutorial.
I talked really fast.
A tutorial is more like, here, this is what you do. This is what you do here.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's
fair. So we'll probably shoot something like that soon. That'd be awesome.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Jacob's excited.
I want to push podcasts too. I want to push everything.
He texted me today all about this, and I'm like, okay. I've been studying fluid power and connectors for the past like 12 weeks, and I took my test today, and now I can focus a little bit more on this kind of stuff. So I'm actually excited.
Fluid head tripods.
No, we can't have one.
Well, this one's not a video tripod.
It's not bad.
It's okay.
It's not bad.
It sort of moves a bit.
It moves. It's not great.
But you can get a cheap video.
But anyway, so look forward to more content from us. If you follow us on Instagram, check us out.
Carpe and Zen.
If
Carpe and Zen. I'm Zen. He's Carpenter. Carpe. I'm Zen. Lard. Zen. There you go.
And then it's explained if you were curious about it. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, no. If
the audio version, no one's going to be able to tell. This has been Jacob.
And this has been Joseph.
We're slightly up. Sorry.
Anyway, so if you follow us on Instagram, check us out. Follow our stuff. Have you tried the Instagram? The Instagram video, is that what it's called?
Instagram TV.
Instagram TV. Okay, so I guess
made by Instagram Inc.
I guess I've got a new app to download tonight.
Oh yeah.
But if you've tried the app, let us know what you think about it. Or is there anyone you're currently following? If you follow us, check us out. We're gonna have some episodes uploaded probably tonight, right?
I'm gonna have the Instagram TV thing posted tonight, and I'm gonna try and get this up soon.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, guys, let us know what you think about all this. What time? Never mind. Don't even worry about it.
It's late.
Anyway.
It's going to be there tonight or tomorrow or whatever this posts anyway. So. Thank you for watching. If you want a real technical breakdown like this in the future, just let us know. We'd be glad to do it. If you're like Jacob, just move on with it. We'll listen to that.
I'm afraid I'm going to need a more technical video. I learn everything I know through videos on YouTube and Instagram now, apparently. Oh, dude. Technical videos on Instagram. That's like...
No, I'm the first one that had that idea, I'm sure. All right, guys, we're going to call it a night, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Anything you want to say to our millions of viewers?
Thanks.
Check us out on Instagram, guys, and follow our podcast.
All right. We'll see you.
We'll see you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.